is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
Happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. It's once again race week. This weekend, we head to Hudson, North Carolina, Tri-County Motor Speedway for the running of the Grand Atlantic Resort's Old North State Nationals. 200 laps for the late model stock cars, 75 laps for the pro late models. We'll preview that. But before we do that, we've got to go back to last Friday night, Altima Hall, North Carolina, a speedway for the running of the Accelerated Graphics 240. We go to our friends at Flow Racing for the recap.
Into the KRC Power Steering start zone comes Carson Quaffle, and we are green flag here in the Accelerated GFX.com 125. Already a battle up front, and Queen gets it done on the high side as Trevor Ward gets shoved up the hill. They're three wide right around Mason Diaz. Here comes Bobby McCarty down on the bottom. One lap in, and they are already getting after it here at Ace.
What lap is it? Landon Huffman was drifting sideways on the apron of the racetrack. Contact all over the place. Everybody keeps it pointed in the right direction. Bobby McCarty looking to try to find some clean running room on the bottom in that number six car, trying to get up to the top five while Mason Diaz is trapped up top.
Queen still your race leader. Millington trying to chase down your top two, and there is a long line of cars behind Huffman as Zillish gets turned off the nose of Ward. Caution is out, and does anybody else get collected? I don't believe so. Brent Cruz nearly brushed the outside wall, and we'll get back underway here in Altima Hall. Another lap led there for Brendan Queen. The battle now is for second between Ryan Millington, Carson Quaffle, and I tell you what, Bobby McCarty has a car that he can do something with here as they nearly make contact behind him. Is a little brush up there from Mason Diaz, perhaps, off the back of Bobby McCarty.
Brendan Queen has got to be looking up in the rearview mirror and loving what he is seeing as this side-by-side battle for second continues between our current point leader and defending champion, Carson Quaffle, inside a former race winner here, Ryan Millington. They touch off the fourth corner, and here comes McCarty looking for third.
Power steering restart zone, a bit of a wiggle for Queen. You can say the same for Bobby McCarty. Not a great start there for that entire inside lane, and Carson Quaffle is going to have the momentum down the back straightaway and has a nose and head of Brendan Queen, and indeed he will take the lead with 56 laps to go. Quaffle able to escape for the race lead. Second to Diaz, third to Queen, who gets benefited a little bit by being able to move up on that restart. Millington has had a late race surge, as well as that driver on the outside in the number 10, who has worked up about 8 spots since the drop of the green flag. Caden Honeycutt looking awfully strong right here, and a big move looking to the inside of Ryan Millington.
Final lap at Ace. Quaffle trying to go back to back. Diaz trying to close. Half a lap to go.
Carson Quaffle looking for his first win since Ace back in the spring. Through turns 3 and 4, he's going to do it. Back to Edelbrock Victory Lane. Carson Quaffle wins the Accelerated GFX.com 125 at Ace Speedway.
Carson Quaffle, your winner. His first win since winning the spring race at Ace. His fourth win of 2023. And he sweeps the two races at Ace Speedway. Mason Diaz finished second, the winner at Hickory. Ryan Millington with a strong run in third. Our guest last week, Caden Honeycutt, he comes home fourth. Brendan Queen, fifth. Ronnie Bassett Jr., sixth. Jacob Hefner, seventh. Landon Huffman, eighth. Trevor Ward, ninth. Andrew Grady with a strong run. He rounds out the top 10. 25 cars took the green flag on Friday night. Had two leaders, even though Carson Quaffle sat on the pole. Brendan Queen actually led the first 68 laps. Carson Quaffle took over on lap 69 and led to the finish for his fourth win of 2023. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this first segment of Stickered Up. When we come back, we'll talk with a Cars Tour Touring 12 driver that's pretty familiar with our racetrack that we're headed to this weekend in Tri-County Speedway. We'll chat with the driver of the Nelson Motorsports number 22, Landon Huffman. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Carrier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
Practice. Race. Win. Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis. They feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, this is Bobby McCarty, driver of the number 6 Solid Ride Carriers Ford Mustang. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps hotline is the driver of the number 22 for Nelson Motorsports on the late model stock car side for the Cars Tour, Mr. Landon Huffman. Landon, welcome to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Appreciate it, man. Happy to be here.
Man, it's been kind of an interesting 2023 for you, and for most of our fans probably kind of know the journey that you've had here in 2023. Obviously started off the season focused on running at Hickory full-time to defend your track championship, and then a couple races into the Cars Tour season, you got the phone call from Barry Nelson and the inquiry to potentially drive the number 22, and as they say, the rest is history, man. But you guys have really started to kind of click here in the last couple of weeks, man. But I just wanted to kind of give you an opportunity to kind of talk about your season and that whole transition of how that all came about.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Not just 2023, but really the last 3 years in general for me. I mean, it's been I went from, you know, basically being done racing to racing more this year than I ever have in my entire life. So kind of a feel-good story, I guess. And it's been awesome for me to go to these new tracks and, you know, drive for a team like Nelson Motorsports, you know, that has the equipment that they do and the resources. And yeah, like you said, started off this year racing for my family team that I own here, racing out of the shop near my house. And you know, we've been trying to build that program up with High Rock Vodka and Sugarlands Distilling Company over the off season going into this year. So I was just planned on running, you know, the full Hickory schedule and maybe some odd ends here and there, a couple of Cars Tour events when they come to my hometown, my racetracks here around where we're at. And after the Hickory event, you know, Nelson was looking to go a different option or a different direction and was needing some help. And I got an opportunity to go test that car, and, you know, things just kind of lined up and it worked out for me to get an opportunity to continue racing with them each week. And, you know, at first it was a step, I guess you could say. I mean, you know, they were a little bit behind when I got there and, you know, just trying to look for some consistency and security. And, you know, we've been working really hard to try to get the cars headed in the right path. And as you know, the Cars Tour is as competitive now as it's ever been, by far the most competitive series I've ever raced in. And, you know, if you're off just a little, you're off a lot. So it's been, it's been a struggle, but we've gotten consistently better. And I think right now we're as good as we have been and as good as that team has been in a good little while. So I'm excited.
Landon, one thing that I wanted to ask you haven't gotten that win with Nelson yet, but obviously, like you said, It's been a process. Obviously, they were a little bit down, and everybody that follows the Cars Tour knows that they were down a year ago with Bobby McCarty pouting that 22 car, going winless for the first time in his career in Cars Tour competition in a season. And, you know, Caden Honeycutt was able to win in the 12 car at Ace, but, you know, last weekend at Ace, you guys qualified third, had a pretty decent race. But this weekend, looking ahead to this weekend, going to a racetrack that you've got a ton of laps around, it's I'm not saying it's a home game. I think Hickory you would probably consider more of your home track, but a track that you've got a ton of laps on, how confident are you going to a racetrack that you're very familiar with, even though it's a little bit different than what most of you guys have raced on with the new pavement?
I'm super excited. I actually made an effort to take my own car up there right after they repaved everything. So I've raced just about every configuration possible except for dirt, I think, at Tri-County. I ran the old pavement. I ran one corner paved. I ran both corners paved and old asphalt down the straightaway. And now I've raced on, you know, new pavement all the way around. So we ran good in my car, qualified outside pole, and ended up running fourth. Place is really tough to pass. Everybody knows that. But I have won races there and in the past, and I'm excited to go back with a good opportunity to run up front. We actually tested there the day before they canceled the 30K or rescheduled the 30K race several weeks back or several months back, and we were really, really good. And that was with the Reynolds chassis that I've been racing for Nelson past couple of races. So we have a good notebook already to go back there, and I'm excited. I think we're going to have something for them, hopefully, run up front and compete.
Landon, looking at the racetrack, obviously with the old configuration, the old asphalt, it's a racetrack that you could run 2-3 wide. Some of the best Cars Tour finishes that we've seen happen at Tri-County on the old asphalt. And as the new obviously it takes a little bit of time for that asphalt to weather in. What are you as a race car driver? What are you thinking? What's your expectation of what the racing will be like this coming weekend, considering basically the complete racetrack is now complete with the overhaul of the new asphalt?
It's going to be great for the fans and horrible for the drivers. It's going to be very rough. It's just nature of the beast. Everybody's going to be very close in speeds. And like I said, it's tough to pass, man. It's a very line-sensitive racetrack right now. However, you can kind of move around. I wouldn't say it's line-sensitive. I would say you've got several grooves you can run when you're by yourself. But when you're out there racing with people, the middle to the upper groove is always going to have an advantage over that car on the bottom trying to pass. So really, I think if you're not significantly better than the car you're trying to drive around, you're going to have to run into them to get by them. And I feel like that's going to, not only that, but you're throwing $30,000 into the mix. So, yeah. Who knows what will late model stock guys do for that type of money. So I think it'll be a good show, and I hope that for the most part the racing's clean. I mean, I feel like everyone has a general amount of respect for each other. But I don't know if that's going to, I don't know how much weight that's going to hold come time to race for 30 grand around a track that you can't pass at.
Talk with Landon Huffman here on the GSX Raps Hotline, stickered up. Landon, obviously, like I said, essentially a home game for you. I've been to Hickory for a weekly show. And obviously when we go to the Hickory for Cars Tour races, you have a really big fan base, really big contingency of Huffman fans. Can we expect the same thing? And do you put additional pressure on yourself when you race at a home game like Tri-County or Hickory?
I hope we have a good turnout. We had a bunch of people come out to Hickory and watch. And usually the people that are, that have supported me my whole racing career here in the local, North Carolina area around Hickory and Hudson and the places really, 30 minutes separate the two tracks. And, when I was growing up, Tri-County wasn't racing weekly, so I didn't really get to race there until here in the last, six, 7 years. First half of my career, it wasn't a functioning racetrack, at least for the weekly stuff. So, the fans travel pretty well. I think we'll have a good turnout. I know there'll be a bunch of people out there to support our Nelson Motorsports number 22 car. As far as pressure goes, I don't know if I really put any more pressure on myself other than the fact that I do know that I have more laps around there than a lot of people do. Just the same with Hickory, probably obviously Hickory even more so than Tri-County. But it's also an added, vote of confidence just because I've ran well there and I've won races there. And I know that I can go in there and run up front and not have to learn the racetrack and learn the facility, because a lot of these places, I mean, I'm 27 years old. I've raced a lot, raced late model stocks a lot, but you know, I really haven't traveled outside of my, you know, the couple of tracks that I'm, that I've grown up racing around until this year. I've went to a lot of these facilities for the first time. So I'm having to learn these places on the fly, almost as a rookie would, I guess. So it's nice to go to these places here around home where I don't have to do that.
Again, home being Hickory Motor Speedway, the 20 last year's track champion on the late model stock car side. And you have the opportunity again to go back to back with the point system and the way that they, that Hickory has done it the last couple of years with a playoff system. You've had the luxury, I guess, of being able to miss a race here and there to run the Cars Tour full time. Man, you guys were in a and you're in the points, you're in the chase, so to speak, for the Hickory Track Championship. But man, you guys put on a barn burner in that second 40 lap race on Saturday night with Cade Brown and Connor Hall. Talk a little bit about that, man. I saw some of the in car video, man, and it was just insane the last couple of laps there.
Hickory provides outstanding racing when the drivers respect each other enough to allow everyone to finish,
yeah.
Especially with your race front. It was an awesome race. I feel like, you know, our program at Hickory, my family program, we've been getting better. We've had some issues throughout the year, you know, stuff that really has been out of our control, just bad luck situations, and we fall through it, continue to work on our race cars, and we've been in a position the last 2-3 weeks to run in the top three and race for wins. Actually won here a couple weeks ago, and then like you said, this past Saturday night, we were right there in the mix racing with some very good race cars and had a solid photo finish, put on a good show for the fans. So it's nice to go out there, you know, every Saturday and race in front of my crowd. It's been crazy for me because I really haven't had an off weekend since I took this Nelson deal. I've been racing every single weekend since then, which is definitely new for me. When the weekends I'm not on the tour or running a weekly show for Nelson, I've been racing my car at Hickory. So a lot of racing, but I do feel like that's helped me get better and it's helped me improve my personal program as well.
Landon, talk a little bit about it. Obviously, you've got a connection with Dale Jr., who's one of the co-owners of the Cars Tour, and obviously he is an owner with High Rock Vodka and who sponsors your late model on the Hickory side. I want you to talk about, and this is a question I've asked everybody that's come on here in 2023. You've been around the Cars Tour enough. You've run, you know, a couple of races here and there in previous years. Kind of impact do you feel like the new ownership group has put on the Cars Tour, especially here in 2023?
I think it's a viewership impact for sure. Eyeballs in general. I mean, you know, anytime you take a series like this and amplify it from a marketing standpoint, put it in front of more viewers, put it in front of more eyes, it allows people to, you know, gravitate towards what we've always known has been great, which is the Cars Tour, late model stock racing, short track racing in general. But when it's amplified, you know, it just amplifies the growth as well. And I feel like that's the trend that we're on right now. We've had a lot more people talking about the tour. You know, I feel like this is an opportunity for larger partners to come in and see value in marketing with the Cars Tour and the teams that are involved. I think that Junior, Justin, Harvick, and Jeff have given drivers a platform now. You know, it gives us an opportunity to market ourselves, not just the companies that we're you know, racing on our race cars every week, but it gives us an opportunity to build a platform. And I feel like I've done the best I can to try to take advantage of that. And I'm still learning as I go, but realistically that's how I've gotten to where I'm at now, is just the social platform. And I think that as we continue to see this develop, obviously we're still in the early stages, but I think you're going to see more and more of that. I think those guys really want to see the drivers grow as a personality. And I think that, you know, the partnership with Flow Racing is also helping that.
Chatting with Landon Huffman here on the GSX Raps Hotline Stickered Up Podcast. Landon, talk a little bit about what the rest of your schedule looks like. Obviously committed to running the remainder of the Cars Tour with Nelson Motorsports, but let us know, you know, what your schedule is like for Hickory, and then any of what I call big money season, any of the big money races, Martinsville, obviously one that everybody has circled on the calendar. What other events do you have tentatively on your calendar to wrap up your 2023 season?
Like you said, Cars Tour schedule with Nelson. I'll be finishing out Hickory schedule in my own car. And then Nelson will take me to Martinsville, so that one will be on my list. I think that the Rodney Cook Classic is on Nelson's schedule as well, so that one will be going back to Ace for that. And then I know for a fact I'll be racing the South Carolina 400. I just don't know if it'll be in my car or in the Nelson car. I'm not sure if that's a race that Barry's wanting to go do or not. If Barry chooses not to go do that, then I'll definitely be down there in my High Rock Vodka number 75. So those are three that for sure I'll be at. And then the Fall Brawl at Hickory is, I guess you could call it a big money race. That's after the point schedule. That's another one. And I don't know, I might bounce around in my car if I have some funding left at the end of the year, maybe try the Classic or another race that's out there that I haven't had an opportunity to go do yet in my career.
Landon, I want to ask you this question. It's kind of twofold. Obviously, you know, getting the opportunity to run with Nelson Motorsports and run the Cars Tour races, run racetracks for the first time. Have you been able to take any of that? Do you think it's made you a better race car driver when you do go back to Hickory, which obviously a racetrack that you've got a ton of laps? Does running these other racetracks, do you pick up things that make you better at Hickory for a weekly show?
100%. I mean, anytime, repetition is king in the racing industry. Money is too, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, as a driver, repetition is everything. And that's one thing I really haven't had in my career is, you know, the luxury of racing a bunch because money has always been a factor. And now I've been able to do that, you know, and race every single weekend. And it's 100% made me a better race car driver. You know, I'm also getting in different race cars all the time, which I think has helped me a lot too. Not just something that I've built here in my shop, but, you know, the equipment that Nelson Motorsports has is top of the line. You know, it's the best that you can get. And I feel like that opportunity for me to continue to grow with them has been great. But it's also, you know, I've seen things in their cars that I've been able to help utilize, you know, on my side to improve my race cars and vice versa. You know, there's things that, you know, I maybe take advantage of with my, you know, build my own stuff that I've been able to relay. And that's even on like the mechanical or the, you know, the chassis side of things. So a lot of factors there, but I guess the simple answer would be 100%. Yeah, it definitely helped me both inside and outside the race car.
Final question before I let you go. Obviously, you've got the racing pedigree. Your dad, Robert Huffman, well known racer in the Dash series, and he's been an intricate part of your racing. I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about how important he's been, especially I think this year with the opportunity presented by Nelson. I know that obviously he spots for you on race day as well, but how important has he been as far as being able to kind of go back and forth from the family owned car to the Nelson car?
Well, my dad's the only reason I've had any of the success that I've had as a race car driver. I mean, he instilled, you know, the racing bug in me for, you know, way early in my life, as long as I can remember. You know, I've been at a racetrack and I had the luxury of watching my dad race at a young age. And, you know, he's kept me involved and kept me humble and, you know, had me work on my own equipment, made me learn the race cars. And, like I said, early on in the podcast, I was pretty much out of racing, you know, until the last two or three years. And it's kind of been a resurgence for me to get back into these cars. I'd sold everything I had. You know, but growing up, I got to work with my dad, you know, one-on-one on the race cars and even on my go-karts and stuff, even before the stock cars came along. And, you know, I'd gotten to the point where I was spotting full-time and I was away from that. And then now that I'm back racing again, my dad's actually out of racing now and he owns a truck parts store, which is like a restoration store. They do 47 to 98 Chevrolet truck parts. But by doing that, you know, he's not having to travel every weekend with a race team. So he got out of racing and then now found himself right back in it with me here at our shop and doing what we do at the car store every weekend. So it's been a great experience. You know, me and my dad have continued to grow. Our relationships continue to grow together, you know, obviously as a father-son, but also working together, a business relationship, both in the shop and a spotter driver relationship. So it's been great. You know, I cherish these moments. You know, you never know when your last race is going to be or last time you sit behind the wheel of one of these race cars. So it's a blessing every time I get out there, and to be able to do it and enjoy it with my dad is just icing on the cake.
Landon, before I let you go, obviously it takes a ton of people to get you to the racetrack each and every week, not just for the Cars Tour, but for your weekly program running at Hickory. I want to give you an opportunity to thank all those sponsors and all those folks that help you get to the racetrack each and every week.
Oh, gosh, put me on the spot, man. I've had a bunch of people that have worked with me over the last couple of years to help me get to where I'm at. Obviously, thank you to Barry Nelson for giving me the opportunity in this 22 car. And, thank you to High Rock Vodka and all my guys that helped me on my own race car to help us get to the racetrack with that. But I've had a lot of local sponsors over the years, Longworth Belmonts, Cattaw Valley Reclamation, Six Tire Center, just people that have helped me, you know, every single year of my career up until this point and are still helping me, that I wouldn't be where I'm at right now without them. And, you know, hopefully I can continue to provide value for everyone that works with me in some form or fashion moving forward, whether it be at the Cars Tour or local level.
Well, Landon, I can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes to chat with us today on the Stickered Up Podcast. I'll make you the same promise. Go grab you a checkered flag this weekend at Tri-County, and we'll have you back on next week to talk about it. Best of luck to you at Tri-County this weekend.
I love that, man. Thank you so much, Steve, for having me on. I really appreciate it. Hopefully this thing continues to grow.
That's Landon Huffman, driver of the number 22 for Barry Nelson Racing. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road, stick her up. When we return, we'll preview the running of the Grand Atlantic Resort's Old North State Nationals this weekend at Tri-County. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091 and on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast. Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
For laser cutting and CNC bending, GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeocutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
Hey everybody, this is Lane Riggs, the driver of the Purrier Tank Lines Affinity Communications late model stock car. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. We head to Tri-County Speedway, Hudson, North Carolina this weekend for the running of the Grand Atlantic Resort's Old North State Nationals, 200 laps for the late model stock cars with $30,000 on the line, 75 laps for the pro late models with $5,000 on the line. Taking a quick look at the entry list for both divisions out of the home office in Mooresville, North Carolina, 16 pro late models currently pre-registered for this weekend's festivities. They include Kyle Campbell, Clint King, Tristan McKee, Tyler Church, Rusty Skews, Ashton Higgins, Austin McDonald, Dawson Sutton, Cole Butcher, Nick Loden, Josh Horniman, Jeff Badden, Logan Jones, Katie Hettinger, the points leader, Levy Jones, and Caden Quapple. Taking a quick look at the late model stock car. Again, $30,000 on the line this weekend for the winner of this weekend's 200-lap race. 35 cars entered. They include Riley Gentry, Deke McCaskill, Ronnie Bassett Jr., Brendan Queen, Landon Pimbleton, Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Dylan Wilson, Dexter Knight Jr., Bryant Barnhill, Bobby McCarty, Dylan Ward, Carson Quapple, Chase Burrow, Charlie Watson, who's a regular at Hickory in Tri-County. He'll be in this weekend's event. Caden Honeycutt, Austin McDaniel, Jared Fryer back in action this weekend in the 14 for Jimmy Morin, Ryan Millington, Logan Clark, Chad McCombie, Landon Huffman, Cade Brown, who put on a stellar show at Hickory. This will be his third Cars Tour race. He's in the field this weekend. Mason Diaz, Jonathan Finley, Daniel Webster, Lane Riggs back behind the wheel of Kevin Harvick's number 62 this weekend, Cameron Bolin, Connor Hall, Minnie Tyrell, Tate Fogelman, and Jacob Hefner driving the ride out of the Carroll Speed Shop. Taking a quick look at the point standings heading into this weekend's festivities for both the pro and the late model stock cars, Katie Hettinger leads the pro late model point standings by 9 points over Caden Quapple. Kind of a two-driver race there. Ashton Higgins is third. He's 63 markers behind. Austin McDonald is fourth. He's 78 markers behind. And Logan Jones, the most recent winner at Wake County, he is 80 points. He is in fifth place. Taking a quick look at the late model stock car point standings, Carson Quapple, the winner at Ace, is 24 points ahead of Brendan Queen. Connor Hall, who had bad luck with an ignition at Ace, he has fallen to 78 markers behind in third place. Mason Diaz, 91 points behind. He is in fourth, and a tie for fifth with Ryan Millington, Chad McCombie. They're both 100 markers behind. So essentially, it's two-man race in the late model stock car with Carson Quapple and Brendan Queen. Taking a quick look at the schedule for this weekend. Again, Friday afternoon, race cars will be on track at 1:45 with alternating practices between the late model stock cars and the pro late models. That goes to 6:10. And then Saturday morning, the drawing for tires, a little bit different. This is a six-tire race for the late model stock car, so a little more intricate tire selection going on there. The cars will hit the track at 11:30 with the late model stock cars. They'll alternate practices with the pro late models until 1:45. The grandstands open at 3 o'clock. Late model stock car, single car qualifying, 4:15, pro late model at 4:45. There is a meet and greet this weekend on track that goes from 5:30 to 6:20. Driver introductions at 6:45. The green flag will fly for the Grand Atlantic Resort Old North State Nationals, 2:75 at 7 o'clock. Pro late models for 75 laps, late model stock cars for 200 laps. Tickets for this weekend, $30 for adults. Children under 12 are free. Trackside parking, that's $30. Man, if you've never been to Tri-County, the trackside parking's a really cool thing. If you get those tickets in advance at carsracingtour.com, they're $27. Two-day pit pass is $65. Saturday only is $45. Want to thank those folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Our friends at Pereer Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, Volt Battery Technology, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here at Broadcasting Experts, Dave Perkins and Morgan Patrick, for making us sound so good each and every week. I also want to thank our guests via the GSX Wraps hotline, Mr. Landon Huffman, driver of the number 22 for Nelson Motorsports. That's the checker flag on this edition. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.